Happy Thanksgiving. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving here in New Jersey and in the U.S. and the States. So if you live in the United States, happy Thanksgiving to you guys. I figured I would record a really quick, short and sweet episode for you since it is the holidays. I didn't record a podcast last week, so I really wanted to give you something today. And the first thing that came to my mind was just like, let's riff on this, right? Let's riff on gratitude. Because why the fuck not, right? And yeah, so we're going to get into that. But before we get into that, I just want to remind you guys that I'm currently running a Black Friday sale for two of my programs. So one of the programs that is included in this Black Friday sale is Money Honey, which is my signature money manifestation course. This course will literally change your entire world when it comes to your relationship with money. If you came to the Money Energetics Masterclass, you know how powerful this work is. And speaking of that masterclass, that's expiring this Friday. So you want to go do that, because once Friday hits, we are taking it down and it's going to become a new module inside of Money Honey, which is part of the Black Friday sale. I love this program so much. I decided that I'm going to teach it live. So in this program, we're blending spiritual, energetic, mindset, identity shifts, and the practical steps necessary to transform your financial experience and your relationship with money. Of course, the stress is going to come up. Of course, the worries are going to come up, but you're going to know how to consciously respond to those things. And you're going to learn how to completely transform your vibration around money so that you are a channel for money, that you feel supported and guided and led by money, which is really exciting. And there's a lot of deep inner work that we're going to do inside of this course, which is necessary to get you to a place where you feel solid in your relationship with money. So I am so excited to teach this course live. There are five now pre-recorded modules that are in the course. And of course, I could just sell it that way. However, I decided that I wanted to teach it live again because it's just so important to me to bring you this new identity. I've been initiated in my own life and in my own financial experience. And like since, you know, that course came out and I've learned so much, I've upgraded my identity like fucking insanely. So I just want to be able to bring that to you guys with my current identity and who I am now and the wisdom that I have now currently. So yes, that is, a major discount right now. I'm giving you guys 555 off until this upcoming Tuesday, which is November 28th. So if you want to get in that, definitely get inside. I would love for you to be a part of that. I'm also offering a 25% off discount for anyone who was in the masterclass. So if you check your email, you'll see that code. You can add that on top of the Black Friday sale, which is wild because that is, it's just like, it's such a good price. Another container that I have that's included in the Black Friday sale is my private coaching, which is insane because that is my highest ticket offer. And with my private coaching, it is the closest proximity that you can get to me face to face. You can really enter my world, enter my mind, and really just get an up close and personal taste of what it's like for me to live my life and my business and how I do things and the energetic principles that I apply to everything that I do. You can use that for your own growth. And obviously with private mentorship, we meet and you have messaging access to me, and it's really fucking amazing because we create a relationship. And I think that's the most beautiful part of this. It's a very personal relationship, and I get to know you, I get to know your business, I get to know your fears, I get to know your subconscious beliefs, and we get to transmute them and we get to turn them into gold, and we get to turn them into your story, and we get you to really get outside of your comfort zone and stop playing fucking small, because you came here on this earth to do your thing, right? If you have any type of goal, like, I don't consider my private coaching just business coaching. I honestly consider it to be energetics based, right? Manifestation based, life based. And when it comes to running a business, we apply all those things all together. So if you own a business, great. If you don't, that's fine too, right? I'm sure there is somewhere in your life that you are fucking tired of and you really want to up-level that, and you really want to step into that newer version of yourself, the one that really has it all, the one that believes in herself, the one that's really confident, the one that knows that she can create anything that she wants to create and just needs that support and that push and needs someone to call out her blind spots and just hold her accountable for what she's creating. So yeah, that's $1,111 off for the private coaching. So both of these links will be in the show notes, and they're also in my Instagram bio. You can read more about each offer. You can directly purchase Money Honey, and for the private coaching, you're going to fill out the application. I revamped it all, and like change the branding and everything of my private coaching and like what it stands for, because I've changed as a human. Fill out that application and then I'll reach out to you via voice note and then we can chat it up, see if you're a good fit, and then I'll send you a payment link. Okay, you guys have until Tuesday, this upcoming Tuesday, to act on the Black Friday sale, which is like probably going to be the only sale that I run this year. I mean, this year is coming to an end, but I don't really run sales on my program. So I think this is fucking awesome and a great opportunity for anyone who's been eyeing my world, for anyone who's been really wanting to get inside of it and learn from me. So, okay, let's riff on gratitude. So let me make sure this is still recording, because I swear to God, if it's not, I'm going to cry. Oh, it is recording. Okay, thank God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Okay, so when it comes to gratitude, I remember on Thanksgiving, like in college and just kind of like growing up, I would always think, okay, Thanksgiving is the perfect time to feel gratitude. And I would feel so thankful. I would feel so excited. I would feel so lit up by the holiday because I got to really experience this feeling of gratitude. And I remember thinking, I should be feeling this feeling of gratitude all the time. Like, why don't we feel like that? Why don't we always feel grateful? And I would think that to myself, but then I would say, like, okay, that's too much. I don't even know how to begin to do that. No one around me is doing that. No one thinks like that. Most people around us, or most people around me, only show gratitude on one day of the year, and that's Thanksgiving, and some of them don't even do that, right? So I just thought it was kind of like one of those once in a blue moon vibrations that you would feel. It wasn't until I got into this manifestation spirituality world where I'm like, oh my God, gratitude is the most powerful vibration you could ever feel. And it really does put an end to all of the suffering that we feel in our everyday life. Of course, we're still going to suffer in some way, in some capacity. But when it comes to the amount of suffering I feel today versus what I used to feel before, it's completely transformed every single area of my life, right? So like, in business, in love, in everyday life, in self-love, in every area of my life, basically. It just ended the suffering that I was feeling. And I know that's a really intense word, but if you think about it, a lot of us kind of go throughout our life in that suffering energy where it's like super negative emotions that make us feel like shit are our dominant emotion that our bodies are addicted to, and that need, and they need a lot of it, and they need more and more and more of that emotion in order to run efficiently, in order to feel okay, right? So suffering is a very common emotion, and a lot of the times we just don't feel like we have enough in our world. We feel like it could always be better. We feel like we can't even express true gratitude and true happiness until we have the life of our dreams, until we have that relationship, until we have that job, until we have that business, until we have that level of confidence, until we have that level of conviction in ourselves, until we have the makeup, the purse, the house, the kit, I don't know, name your thing, right? And a lot of us feel like that, and like that's just the normal way to live, right? But then when you start really learning about this stuff and you start going through life, you start realizing that it's a never-ending chase. And you start realizing that no matter how many desires you acquire in your world, you're still feeling the same way. You're still feeling that lack. You're still feeling that feeling of not enough, of dissatisfaction. Essentially, we're never really putting an end to that suffering, right? Because we're still suffering, right? We're getting the things, but we're still feeling like it's not enough. So we're still feeling that feeling of just not having it. I guarantee you, in your life, in your world right now, there's something that you just don't have right now, and there's something that you really fucking want. I also guarantee you that there is a big, big part of you, unless you've done this work and you've put it into practice and you've shown up for it every single day and embodied it every single day until it became natural for you. There's a big part of you that's feeling like really disappointed because it's not here yet. Or there's a big part of you that's feeling like you can't really enjoy your life fully to its full potential until you get that thing. For me, for most of my life, it was definitely, I mean, there's so many examples that I can give you right now. But for most of my life, it was definitely, I would say, just like self-love. Like, I just felt like I just had to do things outside of myself so I can finally feel like I love myself or like I'm good enough, right? That's a good example. Or like when I got into business, I kind of just felt like I wanted to be at a certain level, a certain income amount. I wanted to feel a certain level of confidence or have certain programs or like have this fancy one-on-one coaching program for fitness. That was my first business. And like, there was just so many things. Like, I just felt like even though I had built something, it just never felt good enough. And I never felt like I could fully enjoy it or be happy until I got to like this level. You know, I think I mentioned this in another episode, but at one point, it was the hiring process where I felt like, yeah, I'm making more money than I've ever been making in my life. And I'm like, I started this dream of having an online business, but I don't have employees yet. And if I don't have employees yet, then I can't be totally happy because that's, you know, that's what's going to make me happy. That's what's going to really prove to myself that I did it, that I'm successful. I hired someone. There was something so attractive about the hiring aspect of business when I first started that made me feel like it was going to be the thing that solved all of my fucking suffering. It was that thing that would mark the day that I made it, that I can prove to myself that I'm good enough and that I am like official and that everyone around me can tell me good job and can see my worth and can see my value because I hired someone. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I felt. And although this is very unconscious at the time, it's very clear to me now in hindsight, right? So that's just an example of like feeling like you can't necessarily be grateful for what you have until you get the thing or until you find some sort of thing outside of yourself to bring gratitude into your world, to bring satisfaction into your world. And I mean, this is one of the biggest lessons that I've learned in the past few years where it's like, that is something that I want to call to everyone's attention right now because it's going to hold you back and it's going to prolong suffering in your world. You're never going to feel satisfied. You're never going to feel happy. You're never going to feel joyful. There's always going to be something to chase. And guess what? When you're creating in that vibration, when you're creating in that lack mentality, when you're creating with the absence of satisfaction and gratitude in your world, when you manifest whatever you're manifesting, guess what? There's going to be absence of satisfaction and gratitude in your world. And it's just this vicious cycle that keeps going and keeps going and keeps going. And you realize by the end of your life, you've lived this really long life that could have been a certain way, but instead you chose the route where most people choose, where it's like we're always just chasing. Do they call that the rat race? I don't know. Maybe that's not the rat race, but what's the fucking rat race? I need to look that up. But basically just like chasing things and never feeling satisfied and feeling like you need more and more and more and more and more. And it's funny because that's like okay. And it's a little contradicting, you know, to say that because I kind of want to give you another perspective and like how I see things now. But it's just a really, really, really unsatisfying life. You'll start to realize you're on this hamster wheel and you're just chasing and chasing and chasing and feeling like there's just that next thing that's gonna give you that joy and that satisfaction and that happiness, and it never comes. You're gonna reach 90 years old and you're still gonna be fucking unsatisfied if you don't learn this goddamn lesson, right? So that's why I think it's a perfect time to really get into gratitude, because you guys don't deserve to suffer or feel this way. And whatever it is in your life that's absent right now that you feel like you really, really want, I want you to take a look at it and I want you to really zoom out. And are you feeling incomplete without that thing? Are you feeling unhappy without that thing? Are you feeling not good enough without that thing? And are you looking at what you have right now and are you feeling like it's just not good enough? Or maybe it's not where you want to be, and that's okay. That's okay. But when we learn to find gratitude for where we're at and what we have right now while being satisfied with it in a way where it's like, this is perfect because I know exactly where I'm going and I know exactly what I'm creating in my world, that it doesn't fucking matter what my life looks like right now because it is guaranteed. Because if my desire is my desire, it's on my heart for a reason. And it serves as a blueprint for what's possible for us and for what we came to this earth to create. And that's something that we have to trust in. And it comes over time, especially when you improve your relationship with your desires. Right? And a lot of people are like, oh my God, but like that doesn't make sense to me. Because it didn't make sense to me before. I'm like, how the fuck am I going to be satisfied with what I have now if I don't like what I have now? So it does take some time, some intention. Because when you can focus on enjoying the beauty of the small moments in your life, the micro moments of your life, everything about your life right now, right? Like just be grateful for what you have. If you're working a job that you don't love, like find something within that job that's going to give you a feeling of gratitude. Whether that's the lessons that you've learned, maybe it's the worst job fucking ever, right? But it taught you something. It gave you wisdom that you can bring to you into your next job or into your next business. It taught you what you didn't fucking want, what you didn't deserve, right? There is always gratitude to be found in any situation. And I know it sounds airy-fairy or fluffy, but it's fucking not. And I'm telling you that right now, it's literally not. It's just a way of living. This is the way I live every single day, every single moment. And it serves me very well. It keeps me very calm. It keeps me very centered. It keeps me very satisfied. It keeps me very happy as I continue to create what I want in my world versus feeling like I'm not there yet. I can't enjoy myself. I'm going to suffer. I'm unsatisfied. I hate this. I need this thing to make me feel happy. You're really outsourcing your power in that case. And when you outsource your power, you no longer have control over your life. And when you can understand this concept of being able to feel satisfied and gratitude for what is, whatever that looks like right now, as you continue to create what you desire in your world, right? Do you see that's a different vibration? Because of course you want more, and it's okay to want more. It's okay to want more. Doesn't mean you're ungrateful, unless you're ungrateful. But it doesn't necessarily mean that. It's 100% A-okay to feel like you want more in your life. Because we came to this world to create what we want. But when we're doing it in a way where we are just like, fuck what I have now, I need this, right? And then I'll be happy and then I can feel excited and satisfied with my world. Then we're doing it all wrong. Because we haven't clocked, we haven't allowed this lesson of gratitude and satisfaction for the now to really land in our world. And I've heard this so many times before it actually landed for me. So, you know, it really depends on who's teaching you and like where you're at in your journey and if you're able to receive this information at this point in time. Because sometimes you're working on other things and gratitude right now is just not the thing that wants to be clocked in your world. Or maybe someone said it in a past podcast or a past coach or you saw it. I don't know, maybe your mom told you this and you thought it was fucking corny, you know what I mean? And you were just like, no, like that doesn't make sense to me. But now you're listening to my podcast and you're like, wow, this is all making so much sense now that she's saying it. It just means that this is your time, right? If it's landing for you, if it's feeling good for you, that all that means is that this is your time to really take this in and become an embodiment of what I'm trying to say right now. Because when you understand that you can continue to create and design your life as you wish, you create this patience and satisfaction with where you're at right now as you create that thing. So like whatever your current reality looks like, you're just so confident and you're so sure and you're so fucking grateful for what's to come, right? And you're not only grateful for what you have and the situation that you're in right now. And let's talk about finances, for instance. If you're not where you want to be financially, the worst thing that you can fucking do if you want to manifest more money is feel or ungrateful for the money that you already have. Like, please. Like, that's one of the things that I teach you in Money Honey. It's like, no. If you find a fucking penny on the floor, be grateful. That's money. That's energy. That's money that came into your world. I remember when I used to like sell like a lower ticket offer or something like that. And I just like wouldn't feel like I would feel like, okay, that's not that much money. I don't really care. Like, what the fuck? Like, what is that shit? What is that shit? You are sending out the worst vibration when you act that way. Right? You have money in your world. Be thankful for everything that it created for you, right? And if you are having trouble with that aspect, I would just look around you and look at all the things that money has supported you with. The food in your fridge, the couch that you're sitting on, the bed that you have, the clothes that you have, right? Start there. Because, like I said, I feel like a broken record at this point, but if you're not able to do that, then you will never be happy or satisfied. Creating joy and satisfaction in the current moment will actually make you like your life. How about that? How about that one, right? It's the vibration that you're sending out when you live life this way. And it's really just about putting it into practice, putting it into play, and then seeing that expand into every area of your life. Like, you start small, right? And then it just grows. Now I just see gratitude. I feel gratitude with, like, everything that I do. I'm just, like, so thankful. Like, I see beauty in everything. Not everything. I mean, I try my best to see it in everything, but some things are just plain fucking trash, right? Like, the fucking war that's going on right now, right? Like, things like that. Like, I can't really see beauty in that. But I'm just saying, like, something that used to not affect me at all, like a sunset or a sunrise or, like, the leaves turning colors, like, that was just, like, whatever. But since I have a very strong intention to create gratitude in my life and for that to be just how I live my life, everything that I see that used to just, like, not have any effect on me is suddenly so beautiful and so rich, and I'm suddenly so grateful for everything. And that is just the vibration that I'm vibing at, right? And as you manifest things and you're manifesting things in the vibration of gratitude, well, guess what? When you get that thing, what are you gonna feel? You're gonna feel gratitude and you're gonna feel satisfied. It's really all about the vibration that you're manifesting in. So, I hope you guys found that helpful. I hope that opened your mind up a little bit into, like, what's possible for you. If you guys want to read a book that's really good that talks about this, You're Not Broken is a really good one. You guys know I love that book. It really does break this down very nicely. But it's also, like I said this in the masterclass, it's really nice to just, you know, read books alongside of hearing someone speak about it, hearing someone that you really resonate with, hearing an expander say their point of view. Right? It's really, really, really helpful. So that's why I wanted to bring this to you guys today, because I feel like it's really going to have an effect on you if you're ready for this. If you're ready, because like I said, there's been many times where I've heard this before, and even I read You're Not Broken and it didn't really hit for me at first, but when it did, it fucking did, right? So no longer am I waiting until Thanksgiving to feel fucking grateful for what I have. Like, no. It's an everyday thing, and I thank the universe every single day for everything that I have and all the synchronicities that enter my energy field. And if you don't know what I mean by synchronicities, it's just things that kind of pop up in your world that seem to be like a coincidence or seem to be like in alignment with what you had set an intention for, right? Like, oh, I said I wanted this. And all of a sudden, this came into my pathway and this came into my world. Like, that's very synchronistic and that's very magical, right? And it feels really, really good. Allow yourself to receive that. Allow yourself to receive it. Take a moment and really just feel it in your body and allow it to land, not on just a conscious level, but on a fucking subconscious level. Like, feel it in your body. Like, don't just think, that's nice, that was synchronistic. Like, moving on. Because this feels too good and I'm not used to feeling good. So, you know, we have to feel stressed, right? Give yourself time. Practice receiving. Practice gratitude. Gratitude and receiving go hand in hand, in my opinion. If you're not feeling gratitude, you're not receiving. And if you're not receiving, you're not ready for more. Okay? So, love you guys. Happy Oh, it's 2:22. Hey. Oh my God, November 22nd, 2:22 p.m. Let's get it. I love that so much. I love you guys so, so much. I appreciate you. We're on the subject of gratitude. My downloads, like, yes, they're growing and I'm so grateful. And there can be moments where I'll be like, I want the show to grow more. But I always catch myself and I'm like, no, this is perfect for what it is right now. And I know this show is going to grow into something huge one day, right? But I create the satisfaction in where I am right now by showing so much gratitude for everyone that shows up every single week and takes a listen. that listens to me, that spends time with me, that shares my podcast, that messages me about it. Like, you don't understand. That means the world to me. And I know where I'm going with the podcast. If I were to sit here and be like, oh, I only got 2 messages about my podcast, or I only have this many downloads, or, you know, no one's like really sharing my story or sharing my podcast this week. This sucks. I can't be happy until I get 50 shares on people's stories. And like, what the fuck? Like, what kind of signal am I sending out to the universe, right? So I just want to take the time to let you know that I'm very, very grateful that you guys, you know, just show up for the show every single week, every single time I put an episode out, and you really take the time to listen and to really learn from me and to just be in my world. That's so cool. That's so cool to me. And I will never take that for granted. I just got to say that. So thank you. 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 I love you. And if you haven't left a review or rating, go ahead and do that. That means the world to me. And tag me on your story. Tag me on your story. Take a screenshot and tag me, because that shit lights me up. You guys know that. I appreciate you with all of my heart and soul. And I will talk to you next week. Have a beautiful, beautiful holiday and a beautiful rest of your week.